Welcome to the Ezra Files. This is my Five Nights at Freddy movie review. I just finished watching it and, I've got a few things to say. Does it suck? Let me start off with saying that I watched the movie as a movie viewer. I saw it as a film, not necessarily as a fan of the games. I have not played through the games. Hold on. Come back. I haven't played through the games, but I'm familiar with some of the lore. Some of it. I'm familiar with the story. I'm familiar with some of the lore, not all of it. By no means am I a Five Nights at Freddy's expert. I haven't cracked the codes. I don't know everything about it, okay? But I am an avid movie watcher. I went into this with an open mind and really wanted to enjoy this just as a film, as it is. And that's what I did. Let me start off by saying that visually, they did a fantastic job with this, okay? They created an atmosphere that's just dark, creepy, the lights flickering, the scenery is beautiful. Like for a horror film, it is beautiful. It is very nice. The animatronics themselves, fantastic. They look great. They look excellent. If you walked into old school Chuck E. Cheese, maybe not the ones today, but like back then, these animatronics look legit. They look cool. They look nice. Somebody took care of these. Somebody put a lot of time and effort, a lot of love into creating these bad boys. They look fantastic. I also very much like that Matthew Willard, Shaggy, the man, he's back. He's back into a horror-esque type of movie, and he was fantastic. It was great to see him in this kind of movie. Obviously, he's from Scooby-Doo. He played Shaggy, and he was in Scream, 13 Ghosts. I mean, the man is... He's excellent. I love the guy. He did a fantastic job in this. Really good. Really good. It was awesome to see him. And then I also have to say that for the purposes of the movie, they had to simplify the story. They had to, you know, mainstream it a little bit. They kind of removed all the twists and the turns. And I mean, there's still some in there, right? There's still something to be there. Okay, something to pay attention to, something to... that keeps you going as they unfold the story in front of you, okay? But they did simplify it. They made it to where it's easy enough to follow. And I think that right there is one of the important things that they got right in this film, because truthfully, like story-wise, Five Nights at Freddy, it is all over the place. They give you this detail here. They give you a detail in the comic. They give you a detail in this video game. They give you a detail in this... there's just so many aspects to the story that the player has to put together to really understand everything. And not even today, I don't think everything has been unfolded just yet. Like the story is still ongoing. It's still a mystery. And I think that's part of the fun with that series. But as a movie, let's be honest, movies aren't going to come out as often as the games are, or as often as a comic book can come out. So it was important for the film to give you as much information as possible without ruining future stories that could be told. And I think that they did it in a way that it was entertaining. It kept me interested in the story, and it did. I will also say that the main character of the film, Josh Hutcherson, he plays Mike Schmidt. And I think he did a pretty damn darn good job. He felt believable in the role that he played. He was believable. He did kind of seem like that, you know, like he played his role well. The role he was given, you know, he's an older brother. He's tasked with raising his younger sister. Their parents are not in the picture. And, you know, it's up to him. He's struggling. He's gone through job for job trying to take care of his little sister and just trying to get by. He's not in the happiest place, but he's kind of in a desperate situation. And I mean, the guy played it well. He did a really good job. He sold it. Did an excellent job. Even the little girl, Piper Rubio, she plays the younger sister, Abby. And as a child actress, she did all right. She did good. I mean, she's not going to win any Oscars, but she did well. She did well enough. Nothing really negative there to say. I think she did fine. Vanessa is the third character. She's the cop. She was played by Elizabeth Lowe. And I think, she did all right. She did good. I mean, she kind of plays a big role in this, and her lines, her dialogue, her storytelling was broken. Like, you knew, you could tell that she knew something right off the bat, that she was involved somehow, some way, but it was hidden well enough to where someone who, like me, who is not familiar with that character, didn't immediately know who she was, or if she was a villain, or she was helping the villain, or, you know, like, it did well enough to hide that. But it still felt kind of broken. Her lines didn't feel like they were complete, in a way. Like, she didn't try very hard to hide the fact that she knew something. And I say that, like, because I remember she's in the back, like, looking for a cover or something, like a tart. And Mike is like, oh, you know, asking all these questions, like, wait, how did you know that? How do you know to look back here or something? She like, straight up ignores them, doesn't answer. And she's like, I found it. You know, like, okay, you're hiding something. Like, you know, it was just pretty obvious, but at the same time, again, not obvious enough to point me in the right direction. Overall, I think the story wrapped up with more questions to be had than questions answered. I don't think this is a spoiler here, but one of the things that I walked away with unanswered was in Mike's dream, there were five kids, if I'm recollecting correctly here. There were five kids, but the Amaconics, I mean, it didn't match up. It didn't add up. It was, okay, so there was the bear, there was the fox, there was the blue bunny, there was the chick, and the cupcake, maybe five, I guess. And then there was a little thing that kept walking around, a little Pinocchio looking. Maybe that was six. And then there was another bear, the Golden Freddy, the bear that kind of picks up the little girl in the Uber. Was that six?
I don't know.
I'm not familiar enough with the game to know the answers to that. But that's fine. That's fine. It leaves things to answer in the sequel that is probably going to happen. You know, and I say that because this movie was already wildly successful. It made an astounding $39.4 million on opening day, which is phenomenal for this kind of movie. It's almost a guaranteed sequel. And the budget was about $20 million. I mean, they've already profited, and this is just day one. So yeah, this is a win. This is a success. This is more than likely going to get a sequel coming. So expect that to be announced sometime here soon. They did kind of tease at the end that they're, you know, it's not over. It's not over. So very, very open to a sequel. With all these things, I'm talking that up. It sounds good. It sounds magical. It sounds amazing. I can't say that it was amazing. I kind of have to say that it wasn't bad, but it wasn't very good either. I'm going to piss off some fans of the series there. I didn't think it was great. It was entertaining enough to keep me going. Story-wise, I think that's what it was for me. The story is what kept me in. But, man, it was lacking. So something was lacking. I think it was the horror aspects of this. I didn't jump once. I didn't get no goosebumps once. I didn't fear for a single moment in that whole thing. It was just like an entertainment, really. I didn't get anything, any chills, any horror vibes out of it. I got of it, and that's what it's supposed to be. It's a horror movie, and I didn't get that. And, you know, it was disappointing for me. Let's be honest here, the kills is what was interesting for a lot of people, and me, myself included. I wanted to see some kills, and because, you know, it's a horror movie, and everything is dialed down. It's incredibly PG-13, and I think the movie suffers from that PG-13 rating. There was potential there, but it was disappointing. This was made by Blumhouse, so, I mean, they did release Megan as a PG-13, which was okay, and then they released a rated R version of it, you know, sometime after, and when I rewatched it, I was kind of disappointed. You could kind of just see that it wasn't really made as a rated R movie. They just kind of, I think, you know, re-added some stuff. It didn't feel complete to me. It was like, oh, this is some cheap DLC added to Megan. And I kind of fear that if they did that with this, with Five Nights at Freddy, then it's not going to look right. Or I don't know, man. I mean, I guess they could, I don't know. It just was not made with a rated R in mind. And you can kind of feel that. That's another thing that I think this movie suffers from. It tries to cater to the Five Nights at Freddy's fans, and it tries to cater to the casual viewers. This guy right here. The line in between, you just can't please both. It's just not going to happen. You know, and I kind of feel like they missed it. They missed the mark. They should have gone one or the other. They should have catered completely to the fans or catered completely to the casuals. That middle line, you're pissing off both sides. You're being half the people on both sides, probably more so the people who are in it for the game, the game fans, the fans of the game. And I don't think that's a good thing because this movie was made for those fans. If it wasn't for those fans, this movie wouldn't have taken off. And I mean, the movie was in production hell for the longest time anyways. They shouldn't have just catered to that fan base, I think. And I think it was a missed opportunity. There was so much more that could have been told, so much more that could have been shown. And I really think that they missed the mark on that. And even like the ending of the movie was kind of a letdown. Let me go back to the beginning of the movie where Mike was looking for work. And the worker there was like, oh, let me get your name. Let's see, who are you? Your name is Mike. Good job for you. Like, it was like kind of building up his name. Like, he's somebody. He's somebody important. Like, the name is just, you know, important. Something's there. Something's going to happen. And then, you know, they kind of tease it a couple times later. Like, you're Mr. You Can't Work Nights. Like, they were hiding the last name for some reason. Like, it was going to be this big reveal. And it comes to the end. They finally say it. Like, Mike Schmidt. And nothing happened. It was, this is just whatever. But, it's such a throwaway moment. Like, why? Why build up the suspense behind the name and then there's nothing there? I understand what it means. I understand to not ruin the movie, the part of the movie or the twist. I know what relation Mike has to that character, but it wasn't a huge reveal. You kind of pieced it together like 10 minutes earlier. Like, it was just kind of, it didn't make sense to me. Like, it was just disappointing. It was kind of a letdown. And then again, back to that final fight, it really feels like the animatronics are just there. They're not really doing any of the kills. And I think it's, again, back to the PG-13 rating. You don't see them do much. You see them walking around. And when it comes to the horror kill scenes, like, they're just, they do nothing. It goes to a shadow. You see some, you know, the CGI effects, the shadow doing something, but you don't see the animatronics do anything menacing. And the most threatening thing about them, their eyes turn red, and I'm just like, okay, that's cool. All right. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I wanted to see more. And it just fell through. It didn't do it for me. I'm glad I watched it finally, you know, again, production hell. I'm glad that this happened finally. It came out. It's out. Kids are probably going to like this, maybe. I think that it was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was okay. Will I ever watch this again? Probably not. Not by choice. If I'm ever thinking, hey, I'm feeling like watching a horror movie, I will never think of Five Nights at Freddy again. If I'm in the mood to watch some animatronics movie, I'm not going to pick this one. I'm going to go with Nicolas Cage, Willy's Wonderland. That's a fun, cheesy film. The animatronics are running around. They're attacking people. They're Their on-screen kills are fantastic. It's a fun, cheesy movie. Does not have the deep lore that Five Nights at Freddy has. It's just completely different storytelling, completely different. But I think that just does a better job, though, telling their story, which is a very simple, straightforward story. They do a better job of doing that in opposed to Five Nights at Freddy's, which, again, it all comes down to the animatronics, limited movements, and the PG rating, just limiting what they can do on screen. Would I recommend this to anyone? Yeah, sure. If you're a fan of the Five Nights at Freddy games, you might enjoy this a lot more than I did. You'll probably find a lot more Easter eggs than I did, and you'll probably just come out of there way happier than I did. Me as just a movie watcher, someone who enjoys horror movies, this ain't it. However, I will probably for the next few days think of that song, the Freddy Fazbear song that they play when they're animatronic to playing the music. That song is catchy. I like it. It's a really fun song. I like it. It's stuck in my head a couple of times. It's stuck in here right now. And it's probably going to be in there for a couple of days. So overall, let's get this down. Let's try a new rating system. Let's go with gore. How much gore is in this movie? One burrito. Quality of the story. I actually did like the storytelling overall. If you piece everything together, I think it does well. For chimichangas. Quality of costumes, setups, and makeup, fantastic. I think that deserves an easy 5 tacos de pastor. Fantastic. Quality of acting, I think they did good. They did well enough. Yeah, I think that's going to get me, I'm going to go with, 4 pupusas. Perfect amount. Scares. I got no scares out of that. Not even a jump scare. Which is bad. That's bad. That's one bowl of menudo. That didn't do it for me. And finally, down to music and sound effects. I think everything was fine in that department. Sounds were great. I really liked the stepping when the animatronics were walking. They sounded heavy, metallic. It sounded like RoboCop almost. It was a very nice touch to them. And I think that they did great with that. So, 5 tamales. Overall, what do these ratings mean? Absolutely nothing. I think I give this a score of this 6.5 out of 10, give or take. These are just my opinions and my opinions alone. This does not mean that this is a movie that you will not enjoy. Hell, you might enjoy it more than I do. Give it a watch, give it a go. If you liked it, let me know below. If you hated it, let me know down below. Either way, everyone is open to their own opinion and to answer just one specific question, because I remember a friend of mine was like, oh, my 7-year-old wants to watch it, but I don't know because it's a horror movie. Should a 7-year-old watch this movie? I don't think there's any harm in it. I've been watching rated R movies, freaking Chucky, since I was like about that age, 7, 8, 9, in that age range. And movies back then were way worse. But I don't think there's any harm in it. There's not anything on screen that's really hurtful. There are a couple splashes of blood here and there, but nothing horrible. Would I let my 5-year-old watch it? Maybe not. 7. I think it'd be fine. And that's just me talking as a parent. But anyways, that is my review for Five Nights at Freddy. What do you think? Let me know down below. And be safe out there. Happy Halloween. This is Bo's Bird signing out.